Blog Talk Radio.
All right. There we go. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
See if I can find all my screens. I gotta find. All right. Now we're going live.
Oh, you weren't live yet?
Going live right now. You plugged into your computer for your charging your phone. You switch cords with me. All right. Welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you with us today.
We are glad to have you with us.
We are enjoying the work that we're doing. God's doing a mighty work amongst us. And I believe everything's hooked up. Phyllis K. Raymond's with us tonight.
Hello, Phyllis. We're always so happy when you pop in.
All righty. Okay.
You need some help.
I need some help, but I think we got it. God bless you, and God bless our community of faith.
Blog Talk says, waiting for you to call in. Is that a normal thing?
Blog Talk said what?
Waiting for host to call in. There
host.
You are. I see you.
All right. So good evening, fellas, since you're number one.
How was your day? We had a fabulously busy day.
So I have a very important text I have to send right now that just popped up. I got to deal with. So the cameras are all going to turn on Sister Leanne now, and you're going to see her pretty smiling face. And as what usually happens, I say she's going to preach or talk or do something.
I'm so glad to have you with us. It had been a blustery, snowy day out here.
And she didn't even roll her eyes.
It's been beautiful.
Oh, yep, she just did. No.
I feel like we've spent the whole day together. I've been rewatching so many safe programs. That's awesome, Phyllis. I love
That's
it.
That's awesome, Phyllis.
I love it. We keep wanting to go back and watch some to it. And added, and we haven't gotten there yet. Good thing to do on a winter day, though. Hi, Chris. Home trying to warm up. Oh, my goodness, that's right. So how many hours were you guys out there today? Sometimes you don't even realize you're
sometimes,
that cold until you get home and it's warm and you're unthawing.
Sometimes you don't even realize it. Let's say it differently. Most times you don't even realize just exactly how cold I just got until all of a sudden you say, hey, I think I was cold.
So do you like sing and dance when you're out there, Chris? We always have candy. If there's nothing else, we have a bucket of candy for the kids that draws them.
Yeah. There we go. So
here's the tragic news of Marcus Lamb. And we pray, first we want to pray for his spirit to come back to his body, but also for strength and peace and faith to continue in that family. In Jesus' name. Hello, Christine. It's good to see you here, too. Mom and I worked together to bake the turkey. That's right. You said she was putting the turkey in the oven during prayer program. Sounds awesome. Made mashed potatoes and gravy. Yum. Did you get more stovetop stuffing? Because that really is good. Rebecca, oh my goodness, what a day. So was it good? It's done by now, right? And you've eaten? Finally had your Thanksgiving meal. Francette, a bad school shooting at Oxford High School today. 3 dead. We saw that. We saw that. We pray, Father, for peace and understanding for those families. And strength in Jesus' name. And bring your justice. You are the only one that knows the true justice in this situation. And we ask for your hand there now for all of these involved in Jesus' name. That was a terrible thing. So how are you tonight, Francetta? Sometimes my family is here and I can listen to Pastor Sam without actually preaching to them myself. Sometimes it's nice to just sit in the front row and relax, isn't it? Enjoy the preaching and no pressure.
Amen.
No, you still haven't eaten it? Wow, why?
And Mr. Ripples wants to say hi.
He's becoming quite the camera hog these days. He's even been tuning up his little voice for singing with us. It's so funny.
He wants to say hi to everybody.
Well,
there you go.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hi, Bubby.
Say hi. I am the mascot and the wonderful pet of all pets.
Say, as usual,
just
I
thought
had another
I would
amazing day.
Stop by and say hi to everybody. Dad seems to stare into the little box. So I thought maybe I would stare into the box myself. But I can't seem to see you looking over the end of my nose.
What is up with that? What is up
He's
with
like,
that?
He's like, can you please scratch my nose? All right, that's enough. He's had enough. There you go. Thanks for saying hi.
So
that was good. Very good. Thanks for saying hi.
Marcus passed away from COVID today, Rebecca.
Marcus went to the other side.
He went
to receive
to
his eternal reward
Amen.
In heaven.
Amen. So we'd still be grateful to receive him back.
Yes. Yep. He is. He's very noble. He's a very noble bulldog. And he wants you to continually think that he's a noble bulldog.
The meat fell right off the turkey bones. Very juicy. Yum.
So,
he
welcome, everybody.
Everyone to appreciate him. Yum. Yeah, you do so, like everyone to appreciate you, huh?
All right. Well, 8:15. Brother Dan, have you checked out? I don't see if Brother Dan's with us here. Have you checked out to see if Blog Talk Radio was working?
Oh, I get it, Christine. Wrong comment. Yes, we ate. No, we didn't have stovetop stuffing and nobody wanted to go to the store for it. Well, if the turkey was that yummy and you had all kinds of mashed potatoes, you'd probably be full without it anyway. Hi, Roger. How are you? Howdy to you, Brother Samuel and Sister Leanne. God bless you both. And howdy, howdy to the community of faith. Here to hear the word. Amen. Amen. Ripples is a sweet boy. Not that we're prejudiced at all, but we're convinced he is the best dog on the face of the earth. And I know many of you would argue with us about that.
You would argue. But
but he really is. And here we are again tonight in the church. We just love being here. Thank you again, Pastor Keith, Miss Annie, for letting us be here. It's funny, last year about this time we were here doing our programs too. It's
yeah.
the one place within our reach that we have good internet
yeah.
to
and
actually do a full program.
They're a blessing to us, and we're a blessing to them. And
yes.
everybody gets blessed all the way around. It's a beautiful thing.
And that's how God's world works.
It's how God's
Everything
world
is
works.
Just a blessing. Yeah.
Yes. We all just reach out, and we actually have contained ourselves to one table. And thank God for the Church of God, the good folks.
Yeah.
Got a good church here. Been here for what? 25 years now, right?
I don't know. It's been
probably
a long
time. 25 years, yeah. Sophie is spoiled too, huh? I would say that most of the fur friends that would show up at this program, most of them would probably be spoiled. But it's okay. God's ordained it that way.
Yep.
And it's probably not spoiled. It's probably just, you know, you and I taking good care of our wonderful companions that God sent to us. So you guys can hear me all right on book, evidently. Tons of beautiful turkey. Wow. All right. I like tons of beautiful turkey.
Yeah.
And Leanne's dad has had a resident turkey at his house for oldest Tom.
Tom was, they said 9 or 10.
Tom was 10 years old. Big Tom turkey.
Big Tom turkey.
Went around clucking with the chickens. And
he was actually their bodyguard.
He was the chicken's bodyguard.
He really was.
He's like a llama with the sheep, right? Yeah. Or a donkey with the sheep.
Yep, yep.
He was the bodyguard and would utterly, literally kill anything that tried to come get those chickens.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would. My dad actually watched him. There was a flock of wild turkeys that came to the house one day. There were six of them, and they went after the chickens, and his big turkey all by himself took on all six of those wild turkeys until they left. And Dad said he went out, you know, he heard him and just thought he was running around, and he said by the time he went out there, he was huffing and puffing so hard and he was staggering when he was walking, but boy, he was still spurring those turkeys, and Dad went out there, and then they did take off, but bless his heart, he was not going to let them near his chickens.
Rebecca, I didn't call another man a turkey.
If you both are anywhere near Lansing, Sam and Leanne, Todd will come and eat with us. That is a beautiful turkey.
Well, as it is right now, we're like 2.5 hours from Lansing.
Yeah.
But just keep asking God to make a way.
Yeah, help us all come together.
Now, tonight, we're going to be back in the basics of faith again. And the basics of faith that we did last night was we were talking about Mary just simply saying, be it done unto me according to your holy word, Jesus. And, well, she wasn't talking to Jesus, but she was talking to the angel. But you and I would say, be it done unto me according to your will, Father. And then we would begin to see God work in our lives and his plan that he wants to come to pass in our life would come to pass. There we go. Now we got the studio room up, even though we're not in the studio tonight. And just thought we'd go through our normal slides that we have so that we can put out here who we are and what God's turned us into being. We welcome you to be a part of the community of faith. You should be able to look at that community of faith mission statement and find your place here and see why it is that God blesses your life when you come and are a part of what's going on here every single day. So we welcome you to the community of faith. We're glad that you, God brought you our way. Thank you for being here and being a part of what God's doing in our lives. It is a really, really, really big thing that God's doing in our lives. And one of the most amazing understandings of the Word of God that we can come to is that we have a place in God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. Say, I have a place.
I have a place.
I have a place in God's kingdom. And your place is right next to me.
Amen. I love that. Roger says, is that the church on the south side of, I believe, 33, just east of West Branch?
This is the church
north.
On the south side of M-55, just east of West Branch. 33 runs north and south, 55 runs east and west. And we are on the east side of West Branch, on top of the hill, just above the skate place. So, yes, Roger.
It could be.
It is. It is. That's interesting that you know this place. How do you know it? Did you used to stop here when you came up here to go hunting? Hey, James Denny Jr. is with us tonight.
Hello, hello.
Wow, Brother James, somehow you fell off the list of me sending you audios. I'm not sure how that happened. But I did have three pretty, really rough days of no signale.
It was more than 3 days, wasn't it?
I guess it was. It was more like five, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But we'll get you back there.
Yeah.
And thanks for being with us tonight. Love you, brother. Be safe out there. Keep them big wheels rolling. And please, 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 keep the cheese factories fed with all the milk you can.
Amen.
We got to have cheese. Cheese, it does a body good.
We should stop in Pinconning on our way home.
For those of you that's wondering if when we're going to go home, we now have a trip that's going to take us 13 weeks to get home.
Yeah. We're planning to head that way tomorrow, though. My dad has two
hospital
stay doctor's appointments, and after those are over, then we'll head home.
We have a plan that leads us to all of your houses.
Yeah.
Becca Chapman's will be at yours by, you know, Sunday. Sister Phyllis Raymond, we should be to you by the next Wednesday. Felicia Eicher, we should be to you on Tuesday.
He is kidding. We have to have our rental car back in our
car. No, wait. I'm very much speaking my faith.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
And it's the message for tonight.
Yes.
I believe and therefore I speak.
Yes.
Because it's what I really want to do.
It is, and that has been a much talked about plan.
We need a slightly larger vehicle than this one.
Yeah. We do. Roger, you said you have to go to Sister Leanne to send comments, but we just received this comment here on Facebook, so it might be okay. We're seeing your comments.
Brother Dan's with us. Thank you, Brother Dan. Bless you, man. And Sister Gwen, we love you.
We absolutely plan on seeing you, Rebecca, and Christine when we can.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of that statement is that we would be able to see everybody. and make it a trip and do live feeds. But you have to have a slightly larger living arrangement
than what we can.
Than what the Nissan, what's it called, Sentra can give us, or whatever that thing is. Anyways, my point of saying that is that it is what we're speaking.
Yes.
It is what we're asking God for. It probably won't happen before Christmas.
Not tomorrow anyway.
Let me say it differently. I can't talk against my faith.
You can't talk against your faith. It could be tomorrow.
All right.
At this point, it doesn't look like tomorrow.
Anyways.
You know, I updated all of our slides today, and I never sent you the new ones. I was sitting here looking, thinking, oh, I just changed all of those. What happened? I didn't send them to you.
All right.
So remind me to do that. After
we're
the
learning.
Program. Yes.
We're learning.
So anyways, we know Rebecca and Christine had turkey and mashed potatoes for dinner.
Brother Dan Cottle, what did you guys have for supper?
We had veggie lasagna. It was wonderful.
Veggie lasagna. Cottage cheese and pears.
And garlic toast.
Garlic toast.
Very good.
Yum. Yum. To the yum.
All
right. Do we have a clock tonight? Well, we do have a clock.
Where did His Highness go?
2028.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
So, we got a lot done in that last 20 minutes. You got everybody ready to go. I really keep asking God to show me how to do all that. Pizza and peach shortcake.
Yum.
We're now stopping by Dan and Gwen's on the way back to Williston.
I guess. Oh, that was Dan and Gwen's. I'm trying to get the Blog Talk thing. My black box disappears every time I go near it. Why is that? Never mind. We'll deal with it later.
Well, we have to deal with it when it's live because it's the only way to really see. When you say it disappears, what does that mean?
Well, you know, when you tap on the box, it brings up episode studio settings, that whole thing. And then I go near it to get to studio. It just disappears. It won't let me go near it.
Might be because I'm in it.
Really?
Are you too plugged in to pick it up and show me?
It might make well.
It's all right. Well, you gotta click that red button, whatever that says right there.
Got it?
Yep.
Thank you. And thank you all for your patience.
Just like that, we solved it. Well, here's the reality, guys. I want to do this when we don't have a program. But I'm going to tell you right now, it does not work like a regular program when we do one of their tests. It just does not work.
It doesn't.
And so we literally have to do it right here. That's all right. We always edit this first part of this anyways. And we welcome you to just enjoy yourself and kick back and have a good time. We've had some good talking. I want us to pray right away before we get to our pledge. I want us to pray for the community of Oxford. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, tonight, there are many people who have once again come face to face with this horrible tragedy of their children being killed at school. And we know that we're the ones that told you to get out. you didn't want to get out, but we're the ones that told you to get out. And then when you get out of school, then this kind of thing's happened. Right now, we speak over these parents who tonight are mourning their children. We speak over this community who is saying, why? We speak over this young man who is the reason, the purpose why this all happened. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life. And life more abundantly. We speak life. And life more abundantly. To everyone in this community. Father, may the men of God stand up. May the people of God stand up. May the body, we declare body of Christ, rise up and be the blessing to this community. Rise up and be the blessing. We declare right now tonight that your hand, Lord, your hand is leading and guiding in this situation. And that healing comes, and health comes, and peace comes, and answers come. Because of who you are, Jesus, you bring answers. You said, and we stand on it, Jesus. It's already done, so we stand boldly on it. You said that you come to give life. And life more abundantly. And we speak that abundant life right here, right now, today, in these people's lives. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You came to heal the brokenhearted. Set at liberty them that are bruised. You came to set the captive free. You came to, you told the disciples, heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons. Freely we have received, and freely we give. In the name of Jesus, we speak life to these situations.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak this right now tonight. Lord, according to your plan, Jesus, this is where you always shine. This is where you always came through with the answers. And now, we seek you for your answers in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody just keep speaking life. You just speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. No matter what, we speak life. We are life warriors. We are life broadcasters. Everywhere we go and everything we do, speak life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, let's rise and make our pledge of allegiance, and we'll get ourselves going here into our program. Like we always do. Pause. Brenda, Your Honor, let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who are still serving today, those who paid the last full measure of devotion. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who today will stand somewhere in honor of their loved one's life lived and their service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And now, join me. We'll make the pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And I always feel like saying, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, join us as we pray our opening prayer together. We pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father, that this community of faith has always been prayer warriors. Mm-hmm. That we have always stood in the gap, made up the hedge, stood for those that were, and stood alongside of those who were wanting their life to change forever. In the name of Jesus, bless our brothers and sisters who are here with us tonight, and their studying your word, and they're growing and developing in you. And every time we come together, they receive life and life more abundantly on the inside of them.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, that in everything we do tonight, it will be a night that we give glory and honor and praise to your mighty name. We speak right now tonight over every church service, wherever they may be around this nation. We speak right now tonight over everyone who's having a patriotic rally in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the rallies exalt and lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And speak of your righteousness and your holiness and your ways that can only be what exalts a nation, righteousness. May we the people stand together in greater unity than we have ever stood together before in the United States of America. May we have a desire for your presence and your ways like in the days of old in the great revivals. May righteousness sweep this nation and destroy and get rid of every bit of unrighteousness.
Amen.
So that your name and faith in your name reigns in this nation. I'm sure the children of Israel and many others were really concerned at times. I'm sure in Esther's day, they were very concerned about what was going on. And yet, Father, you moved mightily because they stood up and they spoke boldly that your will would be done. And we speak boldly, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, right here, right now, tonight, according to your holy word, which never fails and never fades away.
Amen.
Every day we live, we see more prophecies fulfilled. We see your word come to pass. We see people's lives change forever and ever and ever. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, bless every person who's ever been with us and those who really do want to be with us and they can't seem to get their life right or their schedule right to be with us. We say it. Schedules, line up and connect back with us in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We declare standing and revelation of how to take this to the next level comes to every one of us, Jesus. We thank you for these good people that are with us, Lord. We bless them tonight with the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, abundantly blessed in every area and adds no sorrow with it. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, if you guys give me a moment, I just need to say to Leanne, I really love you. You should have seen the look I got. Aren't you appreciative of good people who do good things to help you? My wife is wonderful about helping this work come to pass.
Thank you.
And if you appreciate her, make sure you tell her. Because she does a lot to make this come to pass. She works very hard to help this program come off without a hitch. And if you can see her in the background, she's not only the chief cook and bottle washer, She's the coffee maker, the hot chocolate maker. She's the lighting lady. She does it all. And I just want to say thank you in front of everybody for who you are.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, I want us to get started tonight. We got a lot of scripture to get through. Just 66 books.
And we have to preach each verse.
And it's like the one old preacher said to the people. He just said, open your Bible. I'll be by there in a while. But tonight, well, on Thanksgiving, God gave me the thought process of the get back to the basics of faith. Because every time you go through...
Squash bug.
Did you see what?
Squash bug.
She is the fly-killing queen.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you for inside us. I love you guys. Thank you. And you all make it worth it.
Well, Roger, I think I can probably get that for you. Shoot me some private text on that. And remind me, tomorrow morning, I'm going to have a little bit of time. Might be able to make it happen. Chris Turmer's with us. Mary Pastorek is with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Love to have you guys with us. Thank you. Appreciate you, Pastoress Leanne. Audrey Van Gessel, bless you. Audrey, I've been messaging tonight with the young Joaquin. So... be in prayer tonight for that situation in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray for Chris and Karen Timmer right now. And we're going to pray for Mary Pastorek and Brother Al and our sister, Kathy Angaroni. Father, we bless these, our brothers and sisters who are with us tonight. Now, Lord, I know there's all kinds of people that have problems they need prayed for. And we truly believe here that when we pray, you move and you change things because it's already done in heaven. We speak again over Chris and Karen. Thank you, Lord, that your work is already done. You've already got the perfect house for them. Mm-hmm. We declare right now in Jesus' name that Chris has the ability to get quiet before you. Fast and pray. Seek your face. Because we know that you are willingly giving us answers. I speak it over every one of us. Those answers we're struggling with. Father, may every one of us get on that verse that says your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And then not get off it until we come to an answer that truly gives us the answer. Everybody say it. A perfect house manifest for Chris and Karen.
Perfect house manifest for Chris and Karen.
Immediately, in Jesus' mighty name. We speak over Sister Mary Pastorek and over Kathy Angaroni and Matt and Joey. In the name of Jesus, life and life more abundantly to you. I speak over Sherry Gilbert, Brother Al, Brother Ken, Sister Christine, Tisha, these that have had surgeries. We speak total and complete restoration now. Say it with me. It's already done.
It's already done.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
I speak over Francetta. Complete healing and health and restoration in Francetta's knee and
yes,
in her body.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. And Father, more than anything that I pray for the revelation knowledge to come to every one of us of the work that is already done. That all we've got to do is just appropriate the work which you've already done in us and through us.
Amen.
And for us, and is waiting in heaven for us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Clay right now tonight. Mary's son,
yes.
Wherever you are, Clay, I declare over you again tonight, you listen to the voice of God. You listen to the people of God. You open up your heart to the Spirit of God, and you receive from the manifold blessing of God right here,
Amen.
Right now, today, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
By an infallible proof, Jesus, reveal yourself to every one of these people in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal yourself, Lord. Every one of us have a mountain that we're speaking to. Debt, be paid in full.
Amen.
Health, come to their bodies. Soundness of mind and revelation in their souls. Provision in their pocketbook.
Amen.
Peace in their marriages. And in the mighty name of Jesus, and the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise. Now, Lord, every person, we think of it tonight with Marcus and Joni Lamb, Terry Johnson, in heaven now. All of these people, Mary's two pastors are in heaven, that COVID is taking them out. We rebuke you now in the name of Jesus, COVID. Get out of Dennis Johnson. Get out of his mother. And I say, lungs, breathe. I say over Ben Jackson, lungs, breathe. Be healed by the manifest presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We declare over every person who's dealing with it. Just lift your hands to your community where you're at right now tonight and just say, in this community.
In this community.
In my community.
In my community.
I speak life to everyone. No matter who's fighting COVID, in the name of Jesus, receive life. Whatever this new strand is that they have released from their wicked, perverse, vile chemical warfare labs, I rebuke this thing now in Jesus' name. You die. I declare that the labs melt down. You cannot keep this out. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're wicked, you're vile, you're evil, and we the people of God stand against you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit of God, who is on the inside of us, in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful, powerful name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus,
life
we pray.
And life more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's just pause and worship the Lord. Because I've spoken my faith that I believe. But it's not me that makes it come to pass. It's the Father who's working in us who does the work. Now, let's give glory to the name of Jesus and to the person of Jesus. And let's just worship him for a moment. Will you do that with me? Just lift your hands and sing. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. My Lord is saying, Shombedolana, Sodenoma Devo, Shembondole, Bandise de Lodo, Sone Lambre no. Sade les onde romai, monde le sode volai, o bendo la se shado le rove, mando le se. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the praise for who you are, for what you are doing right here, right now, in our lives, wherever we may be around the world. We speak life, and life more abundantly. And we receive it, and we love it, and we enjoy it, and we thank you for it in every area of our life. You are great, Lord. You are great. You do miracles so great. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. 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 Well, I think it's always very appropriate for you and I at any moment's notice to just begin to worship the Lord. Because that worship cuts through everything and brings great victory and peace in our life. And we thank God for that. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. Facebook is live. YouTube is live. Blog Talk Radio is live. We are kicking it tonight. And it looks like all y'all are live. It's been a good night so far. Thank you, Father, for who you are in our lives. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, it's been a good trip back here to Michigan. And we're getting ready to head on out tomorrow. And we thank you for your friendships, all of you. We truly do. We love to be able to fellowship with all of you. Jesus' mighty name. And get a drink of hot chocolate here. So tonight, we're going to be back in the basics of faith. Hallelujah. Last night's basic was, be it done unto me according to thy holy word. That's what Mary said. That's what Elizabeth had to say. That's what Joseph had to say. And that's what Zechariah had to say. And last night we read Mary's story. And tonight, the title of tonight is I Believe and Therefore I Speak. Now, let's get our foundation verses here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is where we're going to go. What's that look for? You know, some looks you automatically know, and then others it's like, can't tell whether I did right or wrong. All right. 7 through 14. Should have seen that look. That look was, do you have notes over there? Or are you just guessing? Oh, I have notes. Yeah, let's go through 14. We'll probably end up in 18, but all the way to the end. But here we go. Smack. So funny. You don't know us that well, Mary. There we go. Let's make our confession over the Word of God. Ready? Say it with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe
what God says. She actually has a Bible today. Don't say that part. I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
Because He is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making this Word come alive.
Is making this Word come alive.
In every part of my life tonight.
In every part of my life tonight.
I receive the Word of God.
I receive the Word of God.
And plant Him as a seed.
And plant Him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
In my spirit, my soul, and my body.
In my spirit, and my soul, and in my body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Kathy Angaroni, big
hello,
hug.
Hello, Kathy. And Sunday is here.
Sunday, guys. Come on. Everybody in the whole church, reach out and give everybody a big hug. Come on. You got to give a big hug. You got to glide like, I don't know if you ever received that kind of a hug, but that was a hug. It's good to see you, Kathy. God bless you.
It's good to see you, Kathy.
It's always, always, always good to see you. Title is? I believe, and therefore I speak. We saw it last night. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Amen? Mary simply spoke, well, be it done to me according to your holy word. Right? And you and I believe and speak. And that's what produces life. It's good to have you here, Kathy. We would like to put a little pressure on you and say, and be here every night. But there's no pressure. We just love to have you. You're a very welcome part of this growing body of believers.
Thank you for the prayer, Roger.
Now, Mary, what would cause you to think that Sister Leanne would even have it in her heart to reach over and smack me?
The thought must have crossed her mind.
Just because you wanted to reach over and smack me doesn't mean she did. She probably wants to reach over and kiss me. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Why does God choose to use you and me? So that His power can be seen and you and I say, wait till the ride home. I'm hitchhiking tonight, Chris. Say it. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about Him. And it's about Him wanting to flow through you and me, through life and peace and health and strength and wisdom and power and might. And then dominion, taking authority of certain realms on this earth that He's given us to take authority of. Look at what that verse says, verse 7. That the excellency of his power, might be of God and not of us. See, here's what happens when you and I decide that this is about us and what we can do. Now you can boast. And Paul said, it's not of your works, lest any man can boast. And yet Jesus is going to judge every one of us by our works. And those who don't have any works, He's going to look at you and say, what did you do? I gave you all that power and you didn't get anything done? Because it is about works. It's about letting your light shine. And that work, changing people's lives. It's not about you doing something that you can be proud of in yourself and saying, oh, look at me. Look what I have done. No. Is if it's something that's possible in your flesh, well, then anybody can do that.
Right.
And that's your flesh doing it. But when it takes the spirit of a living God and the word of God and faith, now the excellency of that power belongs to God. Anybody can take a med and get rid of a headache, but can you use your faith and get rid of that headache? Because the headache doesn't go away. It's just the medication just masks it. See, a Tylenol can stop the pain by covering it. But the name of Jesus solves what's causing the pain on the inside.
Amen.
Can I get an amen to you? Can I get an amen from you? Can I get an amen through you? In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse number 8. We are hard pressed on every side. Don't make that as a faith statement.
Right.
Amen. Some people
just reading the word.
Some people are like, we're hard pressed, Pastor. Oh, yeah, I'm beat down, can't hardly make it. It's just horrible. I don't like those kind of testimonies. No. Crushed, yet not crushed. Perplexed, we're not in despair. Persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Struck down, but we're not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Now, you can see the spirit, soul, and body right there in verses 8 and 9. We are hard pressed. Well, if that's your body, you're going to have broken bones if you're being pressed hard in your body. So that's not in your body. That's in fiery darts against your mind. That's where that battle's coming, is at your mind,
yeah,
at your understanding. You can see spirit, soul, and body right in this verse. Hard pressed on every side. Yeah, we're not crushed. Pressed, but you're not crushed. Why? Because you, the spirit, tell yes, soul, mind, you get in line and do what's right. I believe. I'm in charge. Therefore, I speak to my spirit, to my soul, and to my body. Watch this. We are perplexed. See, that's not your body. That's in your soulish realm. That's in your mind and your will and your emotions. And yet, there isn't your body. What the Apostle Paul told us to do in the book of Hebrews is to take this word and to begin to divide asunder between the spirit, the soul, and the body, so we can learn how to take control of this triune being we have and begin to see great victory come to us in our life. Persecuted, that could be your body. There's many Christians that were persecuted, and they were sawn and sunder, sawn in two, and some of them were burned at the stake, and some of them were beheaded, some were beaten with rods. You know, there's people that have received all kinds of horrible persecution. I think one of the coolest stories I tell every now and then is about that pastor who was in Haiti, and God told him to stand against the Haitians surrendering the country over to the devil again for another 100 years. In 1900, they surrendered Haiti over to the devil and said, here, make a nation of us. Well, that's when voodoo and everything went so horrible, and it's been a horrendous nation ever since. Well, when 2000 happened, it was getting ready for another 100 years. They were going to do it again, and God told this pastor to stand against it there in Haiti. And one day, he was on his way to a radio station to broadcast a broadcast rebuking the devil. On his way there, he was met by guerrillas, not the ape kind, the kind with guns. They had AK-47s. They shot at him to stop him and kill him. He didn't stop. He just kept walking, walked right past them, went right to the radio station. Got in the radio station in the door. When they took his shirt off, he had 22 red dots on his body where they had hit him with the rifle shots, and it didn't penetrate his body. Persecuted, but not destroyed. Always caring about the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be also manifested in our body. Well, that's a good question, Francetta, but we have to take it out of the good or bad part that people have made it in the past. Jesus suffered, Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace is on him, and by his stripes we are healed. So perfect healing for absolutely everything is already done in heaven. What you and I have to learn how to do is to appropriate that healing in our life. We're never waiting on God to heal us. God has already done all of that work through Jesus. If God didn't finish that work through Jesus when he said it's finished, then God's the most cruel God there is, that he caused Jesus to suffer that, but then he also causes you and I to suffer it. Well, that's not our God. He's not cruel. Jesus willingly gave his life and paid the price for our sin, our sickness, our sorrow, diseases. And so he's paid the price. Our task that you and I have is to learn to appropriate that into our life that we live in right here. It's not about good or bad. It's not about anything that everybody tries to make it. God has already healed you. It's already done. He's wanting you and I to appropriate what he's already done in our life, which is what this lesson tonight is all about. Now, it's one of them questions that it doesn't matter how many times that question comes up. We have to keep saying that over and over again. Thank you, Francetta. Amen to you. Somebody might shout, I love the word. Just for that reference point so that you can have it in the lesson for tonight, that is Isaiah chapter 53. Let me get those exact verses for you. Isaiah 53, and it is it's actually the whole chapter, 1 through 12, but the three verses I was talking about is verses 3 through 6. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 6. Isaiah 53, 3 through 6 is the work that's already been done. So what the rest of it is you and I, amen, friends, that I love the word, Roger. What it is you and I appropriating what has already been done in our lives. The book of Peter says we have an inheritance, fades not away, and is incorruptible. And that is part of our inheritance that is forever, is that you and I are an heir to everything that heaven has. That is 1 Peter 1, verse 4. We have an inheritance that does not fade away and is incorruptible. It's the seed of the living God. See, why would God put his spirit on the inside of a body that was afflicted with the word, that was afflicted with sin or sickness? He wouldn't do that. That's not his way. He puts his spirit in us, Isaiah or Romans 8:11, and says, healing is working from the inside out. And what religion has taught us is to say, well, that's just my cross to bear. No, it is not. Jesus bore it on the cross so that none of us would have to bear it on the cross. You can't bear it. Your body won't take it. You've already sinned. It's impossible for you to bear it. So all part of sickness, disease, sorrow, sadness, fear, loneliness, all of that is all part of the curse. Get it out of your life. It doesn't belong in your life in any place. And there's no condemnation to you if you get sick. The idea is learn to appropriate the word, and then you'll never be sick another day of your life. Learn to appropriate the word, and you'll never be broke another day of your life. Learn to appropriate the word, you'll never be weak. You'll be like Moses, 120 years old, and your eyesight's not dimmed, and your strength hasn't failed. Well, it's not wrong. We have to take it out of wrong and right, because it's your effort to pray and ask God for his help and for him to heal you. And so should you say please and thank you? Most certainly. But what he wants you to do is this lesson tonight, which is to speak to the mountain so it'll be removed. And like we saw last night, to believe in your heart, when you speak to that thing, it's done, and that thing manifests right now. You know, one of the things that you and I have to do, and it is, go ahead, Kathy Angaroni, ask that question. One of the things you and I are going to have to do in this last day, because you can see these labs, this chemical warfare and this biological warfare labs, they're going to keep pumping this stuff out because they're trying to destroy the world's population. They believe we got too many people. They don't want to have to deal with all of us. And if you don't believe that there's wicked people like that on this earth, there are people like that on this earth. They're wicked. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's how wicked they have been. And it's been like that ever since, you know, Pharaoh and way back. Manifest to become, to happen. What is the word appropriate? Yeah, that's the word, appropriation. If let's use it this way. You've heard of the Appropriations Committee in Washington, D.C. What is it? A large amount of money has been set aside for this process. Their job is to appropriate it, put it in the right places where it's supposed to work. You and I appropriate God's his healing power that has already been provided through Jesus, his blood, the stripes on his back, and to appropriate that into our life so it produces life and health and strength. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Well, I think Audrey answered her own question. I like that. To make it happen. And you explain what you mean by you will never be sick again. With great happiness, I will explain it. Let's go. Let's stick right now in my verse where I'm at. And then we'll go to another verse. And you guys' questions are exactly in this lesson where we're at.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what? I'm in 2 Corinthians 4, 13. Now, Francetta, we want you to know that it is slightly easy here to lose your place where we're at, because I just gave you five different verses. And if your hand looks like this in the Bible, there comes a point where you all of a sudden you're like, yeah, wait, hold it. I don't have any more fingers.
And it's okay. We'll get back there.
All right. So, you know, what I teach people to do is to learn, oh my goodness, get you about 15 or 20 business cards and then just stick them in there so you don't have to use all your fingers. Now watch. Can you explain what you mean by you'll never be sick again? Here we go. Look at 2 Corinthians 4, 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith as the forefathers did. According to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that he who has raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. Now watch this. Jesus was, let's go there, Isaiah 53. I'm answering Kathy's question and Francetta's question. Isaiah 53. This is a prophecy about what Jesus would suffer. Now, please follow me, because I can't just give you a simple five-statement answer to that question. It's already done. Jesus already took all the cost, the price of healing. And therefore, healing is provided for everybody on the globe right now. If every person on this globe turned to God right now and said, heal me in my body, I receive it done right now in Jesus' name. See, I felt God come all over me when I said that. The healing power has already been provided for. All they did was reach up into heaven, grab a hold of it, and bring it down, and then manifest on their body. So my statement was, once you learn how to appropriate this, how to reach up into heaven, pull down that healing Jesus already provided for your body, you will never be sick another day of your life. And people never be sick. How are you going to die? You don't have to be sick to die. That's of the devil. Sickness is of the devil. Disease is of the devil. Pain is of the devil. Loneliness, fear, all of that stuff is of the devil. It's not in heaven. God can't give it to you. So let's look at this. Isaiah 53, verse 3. And we're going to go down through 7. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. So are you suffering? Do you have grief in your life? Jesus bore sorrow and grief so you don't have to bear it. You don't have to let grief tear you down.
Amen.
There's no amount of grieving that can bring them back from the dead. If they died young, sometimes Jesus will let them come back from heaven. But you and I can't do anything to get people back. That's old and they're done and they get to heaven. You can't bring them back. So why go through the thought processes of it to bring them back? And those thought processes are what causes you to grieve. It's okay. Here's the truth, Kathy. No matter how many times you've heard me say this, it doesn't matter. Keep asking the question. Until the revelation gets down inside of your life and your soul. You need the revelation of it. As soon as you get this revelation, and you're like, Jesus, help me see this revelation. Bam, this thing manifests. Verse number 4. Surely He has borne our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows. Well, if he bore them, and he carried them, and he was beaten for those, then why would you have to bear it again?
Right.
You don't. Jesus bore it once and for all. And therefore, it's already done. Say it with me. It's already done.
It's already done.
It's already done. Well, but Pastor, my heart still said, well, your heart will miss that person. But when you get your soul, your mind, your willpower, and your emotions in the right place, then all of a sudden, you, the spirit, will tell your mind and your will and your emotions, mind, think good thoughts. I'm the spirit. I'm in charge. Willpower, take us to the right place. Emotions, get in line with the word of God, because Jesus has already done the work and I'll not be here another day of my life. Now, this is really good. It's like she's reading my notes. Are you sitting there somewhere, Kathy? How are you reading my notes? All right. Now watch this. Look at verse 5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Say it. I am healed.
I am healed.
We are healed.
Amen.
Present tense right now. Now watch. 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent. Now I want you to see all this. Jesus bore all of that so that you and I would not have to bear it. Now, let me ask a very important question. How is it that you and I have no problem understanding that our sins will never be held against us another day of our life? But we don't understand how to be healed in our body. Because Jesus, on the same cross, with the same stripes and the same beating, paid for healing, at the same time he paid for salvation. And we believe that our sins are thrown into the sea of his forgetfulness, but we don't believe that by his stripes we are healed and healing and sickness never would come on us again. None of you believe that your sins will come back up out of the sea of forgetfulness and get you again. We don't believe that. We believe they're thrown into the sea of his forgetfulness. Why? Because the preachers have preached it and 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 preached it. But why is it that we don't believe this about healing? Is preachers haven't preached it. You want to know the truth? Preachers have preached. You have to suffer this for Jesus. And they're lying. All right. I got to change that a little bit. Some of them don't realize that they're speaking against the word of God. But when you say, when any preacher says that you have to bear sickness to give glory to God, they haven't read Isaiah 53. Well, Pastor, they did too. I know, but they let somebody tell them that Jesus paid for your sin, but not for your sickness. Do not lie against the truth, Paul said. This persuasion is not from God, but from man. Yeah.
Yes, Francis.
Francetta, this was 700 years before Jesus came. So that's what makes these verses in Isaiah so powerful. Because it was already prophesied 700 years beforehand. And then when you read Ephesians, it says this was laid out before us before the foundation of the world. Say it with me. It's already done.
It's already done.
It's already done. See, sickness can't stay any longer once you get the revelation of this. Speak healing in your bodies right now. Reach your hands out and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I receive it. I receive Jesus' healing work done in my body. Now, see, I can feel it flowing through me. Some of you are hooking up right now. Just grab a hold of it and just say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Say it with me. Heal all of my body right now.
Heal all of my body.
Heal me in my head. Heal me in my body, my trunk, my muscles, my legs, my arms, my elbows, my joints. Say it with me. I receive healing right now today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ready? Say it. I want you to follow this. Say this with me. You say that every time you come here, Kathy, and we're glad that you're here.
Yes, we are.
Now watch this. Say, I receive your blood, washing me white as snow.
I receive that same blood,
healing every part of my body. In Jesus' mighty name. How many years has it been since you've been to a doctor?
Me?
20-some years. And you didn't go because you had to then, probably, right?
No. No, because my mom wanted me to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did.
I didn't like it the last time I went to the doctor. Told me I had to quit drinking coffee. Who does he think he is?
Yeah.
But see, I want you to see this. It's the same stripes that provided your salvation. It's the same stripes that provide your healing. He took a stripe for every strain of disease there ever would be. There's no disease on the face of this earth that at some point hasn't been healed by Jesus. That healing power is available for everyone. We just have to learn how to appropriate it. We have to learn how to take the work he's already done and get it working in our lives. That's why last night I said we were teaching about Mary. How did Mary receive to be pregnant with Jesus? She simply said to the angel, be it done unto me according to thy holy word. Glory be to God, Sunday. This will make you start shouting glory. Now, I'm going to tell you. No, I ain't going to say that. Throughout the last 25 years of my life, I would have made that statement, but I'm not going to make that statement.
That's growth.
That's growth. Now watch. Have you noticed today that Jesus isn't standing in your house with his stripes and saying, let me rub them on you?
No.
Yeah. Isn't it awesome, Francetta? When that revelation hits, that everything in this Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, it's all connected. That's why these people that say that God is just a figment of our imagination, no, they just got religion. They don't know anything about God.
Yeah.
How every prophecy in this book over the last 7,000 years can come to pass exactly as it was said, written by Moses,
mm-hmm.
from the wilderness, and those prophecies are still coming to pass today? No, this is real. This is real. This is God. But see, this isn't a religion. This isn't a denomination. This isn't I'm a Baptist, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Methodist. No, this is I'm a believer. And he who believes in God will not be made the same. He rewards those who diligently seek him and believe in him. That's how that works. Now, let's go from here. Hebrews. Yeah. Well, just so you know, friends, I've been to a few churches where you actually did learn this. I learned all this through Dr. Mark T. Barkley in his church.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting right there learning. But, you know, that's not a make-you-feel-good church. You don't go in there to play patty cake, baker's man on church on Sunday morning. Pastor's not a patty cake man. He's going to sit you down and say, now get your Bible open and begin to come to the understanding of this truth right now. And he's going to teach it to you like it is the truth, because it is the truth, and you better believe it is the truth. But there's thousands of these churches like this that actually teach this. The sad thing is that there's still churches who teach you that you have to suffer this for Jesus. You have already sinned. It's impossible for you to suffer this for Jesus. You couldn't do it. The only way Jesus could do it is he was a sinless sacrifice. Read with me. Did I tell you where we were going?
No. Hebrews.
Really? Well, by now you should already know where we're going. Hebrews chapter 9. And we're going to read 6 through 15, and then verse 22. Amen. Look at Phyllis wrote. I'm copying that one right now. Phyllis wrote, I'm a believer. I love the word. I like that. Everybody pause. Pastor's got to do some desktop publishing here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. I'm a believer. I love the word.
I'm not sure what that means, Mary. Does it say in the Bible that in the end time there will be sickness that cannot be healed? Or is that a religious thing? The only sickness that can't be healed is by someone that will not receive Jesus. Anyone
well,
that receives Jesus will
if,
be healed.
If you're talking about once the rapture happens and the plagues are poured out on the earth,
yeah,
there's a point where it says they will beg for the mountains to fall on them,
yes,
it won't happen. But that's not because Jesus' blood isn't working. That's because you missed the rapture, and that wrath is being poured out on those who hate God. And you've given yourself over to the Antichrist, and he's going to be destroyed. Anybody who, after the rapture happens and you miss the rapture, if a person were to miss the rapture, and you say, I'm not missing heaven. I missed the rapture, but I ain't missing heaven. You can be martyred for your faith and still make it.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be, or even when Jesus comes back after the 7 years and you're still alive, there will be actually be some people that'll still be alive. There'll be millions of people still alive
mm-hmm.
after the 7 years of tribulation. But that's what that's talking about. I believe that Mary's talking about. Listen, I don't want to make enemies of anybody, but this doctrinal denominational teaching that says you have to bear sickness and disease and pain for Jesus, that is vile. That is a vile, inerrant doctrine of the church, and it proves they have not studied this book. Because this doctrine of healing is not hidden. Our eyes are not veiled unless we want them to be. The truth of God's delivering power is not hidden from anyone who's a believer that's filled with the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
Phyllis wrote, and verse 22, I thought, uh-oh, she's cracking the whip on me here. Verse 22, all right. And according to the law, most things are purified with the blood. Without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Got it in.
I was told it was one of the signs of the end times. No, it is not.
Well, right. It's the sign of the end times. We're all in heaven. You got left behind. That's a pretty severe end times.
Yeah,
but no. As long as the church, now everybody remember this, Kathy Angaroni, make sure you hear this part of this, and Francetta too. You and I are the very body of Christ. That's not just an ethereal statement. We are the body of Christ. So why would Jesus, sitting on his throne, afflict his body with healing so he could heal it so everybody could say, ooh-ah, look what Jesus did. That's like you and I sitting here flagellizing ourselves with a knife. That's just stupid. But see, that's that statement. The closer a truth is, no, the closer a lie is to the truth, the more damning that lie is. We are the very body of Christ. We are the fullness of God on this earth. You don't even have to dig very deep to find it. What you have to dig past is tell religion to shut up. Tell denominations, shut up. Tell theological people, shut up. Open this book and read what it says. I know people by the thousands who believe they got to bear sickness and disease for Jesus. It almost makes me angry. Who on this earth, in a sinful body, do you think you are that you could bear sickness for Jesus? He had to live a sinless life to be able to provide healing. There's no way. This body cannot handle it. And it gives God no glory. It gives God no glory.
Well, not only that, but can you imagine from his perspective to pay that severe of a price to have somebody say, oh, no, I'll get it myself. I'll try to do it myself this way. So everything he suffered was in vain because they choose not to receive it against him.
And
or they don't understand how to receive it
against. No, I'm not against anybody that believes that. But I challenge you, you got to get rid of religion. Because as soon as you do, you'll begin to appropriate all of the grace of God, and you'll realize all over this world, because the Holy Spirit is all over this world, healing, signs, wonders, miracles are happening all over this world just because people appropriate it. There are places on earth where people actually believe you can be healed. And they're healed just like that because they have been so well trained in the healing power of God. Mm-hmm. There's other places that have been trained in the in the covenant of God, financial provision is so provided, they never broke a day of their life. But see, they think they get brownie points for suffering for Jesus.
Yeah,
now wait, and what that turns into is now you have glory in your own ability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Paul said it. It is not of your works, because then man will boast about it. And everybody in the church will say, oh, sister suffer. She suffered so well. She's such a glorious saint because she suffered so well for Jesus. And God's in heaven saying, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Jesus suffered. None of us. Like little Sophie is running around playing, totally healed. Woo! I would like to get rid of this sickness. All right. Let's read these verses, and we're praying for Kathy Angaroni. You just start saying in your own heart, I receive it. But you really need to hear these verses. Otherwise, you're just trusting my voice. And I don't need you to trust my voice. I want you to trust me as your pastor. But you got to trust this word.
Yeah.
Because when this camera goes off, this word is all you got left. That's why Sister Leanne and I are so specific every night about getting these verses put in that family thread, where once this camera goes off, you have the verses I just taught to go read them again and again and speak them right out loud. I believe, and therefore I speak. Now watch this. I love this. Isn't this awesome?
You find Jesus' face in a Taco Bell yourself. That's funny, Chris.
Wait.
But wow, you're so right.
But wait, and if you don't share it with 25 of your friends in the next 25 minutes, you'll lose your million.
Wow.
Glory be to God. See, that's all. All that is a religion of works. I mean, that's enough. Down to here. Hebrews 9:6.
All right, here we go.
You know, I would like some more of this if I could.
All right.
Please. Sister Leanne is now gone from the verse lady to the hot chocolate lady. Here we go. Tacos make me hungry. I know we're going to Taco Bell as soon as we're done. Amen. Here we go. Hebrews 9:6. Isn't it something? Hebrews 9:6 talks about Jesus and his suffering. And Isaiah 9:6. Talks about Jesus coming to this earth. Interesting. Here we go. Now, when these things had been prepared, the priest also went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing their services. This is going to talk about the tabernacle in the wilderness and the tabernacle that they had set up, the temple, before Jesus died. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. All right, so the high priest would sacrifice the ram and the turtle dove and all that, and he'd put the blood all over him and all over his coat and everywhere. He had to be covered by blood, or he'd die going into the Holy of Holies. All right? So verse 8, the Holy Spirit indicating this, the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. That means until Jesus died with his earthly human body tabernacle, the other one was in place. So, it's not in my notes. I need the veil of the temple rent from top to bottom. and I need the verse, it is finished. Verse 9. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to his conscience, concerned only with food and drinks, various washings, and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of the Reformation. What is that saying? All those men did all of that blood sacrifice and everything they did, and all they ever got out of it was covered. Their sins were covered. But see, you and I now have access to go in and receive from God. Ready? Hold your place in Hebrews 9 for just 1 minute, and let's go to Hebrews 4. Verses 14 through 16. This is why I say this is not hidden from anyone who's seeking it. It is finished.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. See, guys, this is why I stopped at the beginning and told her how much I loved and appreciated her.
Thank you.
Thank you. Verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Remember what our first verse was? I believe, and therefore I speak. Now, Hebrews is saying, Jesus is the great high priest, and he's entered into that holy place. And now you and I got to hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who can't sympathize with our weakness, but was tempted in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. But don't miss verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. See, all of Hebrews 4 is talking about the children of Israel didn't go in. And they were kept out. You and I are being told, enter in because of what Jesus did. We're back in Hebrews chapter 9 now. This is really good study.
It is. Thank you guys for your questions.
If you can see those notes, glory, Sunday. Sunday shouts glory, and I shout it. I can hear my dad shouting it, glory. Now we're to the meat. Hebrews 9:11. Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation. Remember when Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, you destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up in 3 days? He was talking about his body. You kill this body, you're going to do it. You kill this body, and I'll raise it up in 3 days. And they were so godless, they said, it took them 46 years to build that temple, and you're going to build it in 3 days? They totally missed what Jesus said. Verse 12. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place. Don't miss the next phrase. Once and for all. There it is. Is the door locked?
Mm-hmm.
All right. once and for all. Who is included in all?
All.
All.
Every
all is you and me. And it's already done. Having obtained eternal redemption. It's already done. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the conscience, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, for those in the Old Testament. Verse 14. Look at this verse. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? That word cleanse actually means purge. Purges it. Every place you've ever seared your conscience, God's going to purge it, and your conscience is going to be tweaked and very fine-tuned, and you're not going to go astray. This is really good. This is so good, you need to listen to it again. Now watch. Verse 15. You can't miss any of these verses, or otherwise you got to just trust what I'm saying. These are the verses you need to see. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. That's where your healing is. It's in eternity. Grab it. Pull it down. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Lift your hands right now. And just say this with me. I receive total and complete healing.
Total and complete healing.
In my life. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In every way.
This is why I tell you, don't miss communion no matter what. Because every time you make that declaration, by the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, every time you make that declaration, you're proclaiming it in your life once again. You're going to have to proclaim it 50, 100, 5,000 times in your lifetime. Never stop proclaiming it. I was at Thanksgiving with my family. Every one of them are Christians walking with God. Had some great testimonies this year. And the Holy Spirit said to me, next week is the foundations of faith, so that no matter what happened during the Thanksgiving weekend, we're back focused on, wait, this is the foundation of faith. Thank God for a holiday. Thank God for being with my family. Thank God for the food and all the fun and everything we did. Wait, don't forget this. The answer for every single one of us is, be it done unto me according to your holy word, amen. Jesus. Now don't miss verse 22. This is so good. I could teach on this for another 2 hours. I often wondered about preachers that said that, but I am now in that place in my life where I could preach on it for another 2 hours. And Brother Roger says, well, then have at it. Yeah. Now watch. According to the law, verse 22, Hebrews 9:22, almost all things are purified with the blood. That's the law. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen. Sister Rebecca gave us a big John Hagee.
Sunday's over here. Hallelujah and glory be to God.
I'm with you guys. Glory be to God. But I'm. This is a church that used to somebody running the aisles. I might have to get up and run the aisle.
All in favor, raise your hands.
But see, with the shedding of blood, there's remission of sin. But guys, the same stripe that got you forgiveness of your sin is the same stripe that heals you in your body. It's all the same stripe. It's all the same stripe. Now, let's go grab those two verses. It is finished. Now, make sure you hold your place there in Hebrews chapter 9, because we're likely to come back by it. John 19, what was that? John 19, oh, I'm flipping my papers here. I'm flipping so fast. John 19:30. Watch this. Jesus has already been with the disciples in the upper room. He said, this is the blood of a new covenant. And it wasn't the blood of a lamb. He just ate the Passover. I mean, think about Jesus. He's sitting there going, this is the last Passover. This is the last time that they're ever going to have to sacrifice a sheep. This is it. This is the last one that's necessary. And then he said to him, this is the blood of the new covenant. And what was it? It was grape juice. It was the fruit of the vine. And he said, this is my blood that is broken for you. Now watch. 1930. Let's read 28 through 30. John 19:28-30. After this, look at these statements. Oh my goodness. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Vessel full of sour wine was sitting there. They filled the sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, put it in his mouth. So when he had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. You notice that they didn't kill him? He gave up his spirit. He goes, it's finished, and was gone. Now the next verse. Luke, Matthew 27:51. I was close in my mind, but not quite there. Now, all of this, guys, you got to see this whole picture. You got to see this whole picture in order to be able to receive what it is they're doing. And Phyllis, thank you for saying that, ma'am.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. If you only knew what this week had been like for me, you'll realize that what this is all of us are pulling together saying, Holy Spirit, manifest yourself to us. And so the Holy Spirit is just stripping it away.
Yeah.
And he's filling my heart and mind and spirit with verses and understanding right here while I'm sitting here tonight. I'm getting revelation myself while I'm sitting here. And thank you for saying it. And I encourage every one of you, every time you come here, to just draw, pull on the things of God, saying, answer my question tonight, Jesus. Because when you and I are pulling on the presence of God and his word, it makes this thing just, it goes. I mean, sitting here right now, I've had 15 verses come to me to read and to speak that we've not even got to. That establishes this doctrine. If you don't ever build doctrine, then you're bound by what somebody taught you before. This is what I want to say to you, Kathy Angaroni. Just be here. This revelation is getting in you. Mm-hmm. Don't make it a brain thing. Don't make it, I got to think this thing through. No, receive it in your spirit. Say this with me. I receive the revelation.
I receive the revelation.
Beyond my brain power.
Beyond my brain power.
See, what you need tonight, you don't need brain intellectualism. You need revelation of the spirit. And like Sister Phyllis just said, the Holy Spirit is stripping away all the nonsense. Now watch, where are we at? Matthew 27, and let's go, I want to read this, 45 through 54. And really, Kathy, if you lose track of this, then message me, honestly. I know where you are. I've been there. And I know the fight I had to do to get from where you are right now tonight to where I am. And I am, and Leanne and I are here to fight that fight with you and help you get there. And the easiest way to do this is going to be YouTube. And I'll go right in there when this program's done, and I'm going to set in some timestamps and everything so you can see it. And the only thing YouTube's going to have on it is just this message. Yeah. All of our talking is fun, our praying is good, and all the rest of that. But it's just going to be this message. And some of you, there's no shame in it. Listen to the message 25 times. Yeah. Just listen and listen. I have literally listened to some of Dr. Barclay's messages 100 times. That is not an exaggeration. I literally wore out cassette tapes of some of his messages because it was laying it out line upon line like I needed to hear it. Mm-hmm. And it finally was clicking on the inside of me. My heart was open for the revelation. So do that. Ready? 45, Matthew 27, 45. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. That's in the middle of the day, guys. There ain't supposed to be darkness at that time. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is, my God, why have you forsaken me? The Father had to turn his back on Jesus because he was bearing the sin. He was bearing the sickness. He was bearing all of the wickedness of this world. And he's bearing it. He's carrying it to hell. Some of those who stood by there said, this man is calling for Elijah. One of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a reed and offered it to him. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. Verse 50. Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Now see, here's Matthew. He's saying it again. He yielded up his spirit. This is why we're deciphering this right now. You, the spirit, tell your mind, will, and emotions what to do. And you tell your body, live in the divine health of God. You command it to. This body is your servant. It's not the king. The king is you, the spirit, and your soul is your servant to make what God gives you come to pass. And your body is a slave. Your body just does what it's supposed to do. That's it. Tell the devil to quit fighting it.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
51. The veil of the temple was torn in two, from the top to the bottom. Can you imagine them angels standing there? They'd been a rip in the veil of the temple for years. And them boys were standing there going, it's right now. Woo! We're getting ready to do it. Yeah. Them boys were standing there like, pull, buddy, pull, pull, pull. And that veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. And the earth quaked. And the rocks were split. And the graves were opened. And the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming up out of the grave after his resurrection, they went to the holiest city and appeared to many people. The saints that had already died. When the centurion and those with him regarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that happened, they feared greatly and they said, truly, this was the Son of God. Now, why did you read that? When the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, that gave you and I access to the Holy of Holies. Why? Because Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. They beat him with rods. The chastisement for our peace. That you can have peace with God is on Jesus. And by his stripes, 39 stripes, by those stripes, you are healed. And that veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, and you and I have access to go into that holy place where no man had ever been. But see, it's not because of you and me. It's because Jesus bore all of that himself. And therefore, there's no way any of us could bear that. There's no way. We've already sinned in our body. So for someone to say they're bearing this for Jesus, no. You're listening to a deceiving spirit because you can't bear it for Jesus. He already bore it. It's already done. He's already sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. He's already made you the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Ephesians chapter 3. Amen, Mary. And all we have to do is just believe and receive. That's the word appropriate. We got to realize it's already done, and we just reach our hands out and say, I receive. I love it. Do it. Learn to do this all day long. Jesus, I just receive you into my life. Do it right now. Put your hands out and say, I receive your healing power. In every part of my life. In every part of my life. Somebody shout, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 21. It was the veil of the temple was the span of a man's hand, Roger. So that's not quite a foot. It's like 9 inches thick. Oh, hallelujah, Mary. Glory be to God. Thank you. Glory. Sunday's doing. Glory be to God. Pretty soon, I'm just going to have to get up and run around the church because it's what I saw my dad do, and I got to do it in the honor of him. Hey, Dad, where are you? He's in heaven. Now, let's read the Apostle Paul. Woo! All right. No, we can't. We can't start then. We got to start at verse 8. Ephesians 3:8. I usually start at 14, but the Holy Spirit just showed this to me, and we got to go back here. Ephesians 3:8. Now watch this. You got to see this. This is so rich. Thank you, Jesus. You haven't run around yet? Ready?
It does, man.
It does. Watch this. Hey, you didn't join me, Roger. Let's go. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. See, that's where we are. Literally, when we get this, every part of weakness leaves every part of our life. And the enemy shoots fiery darts trying to stop you from getting it. But don't worry, he don't have no power over us. So just keep going. Look at verse 9. This is really something. And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which is from the beginning of the ages, has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. What's this mystery? Christ in me, the hope of glory. The one who paid all the price is in you. That's right. I just don't know if I can receive it. He's in you already.
Already there.
Who created all things through Jesus Christ? 10. Look at this verse. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God, that's big, the manifold wisdom of God, might be made known by the church, that's you and me, living in the dominion and the power and authority and the strength and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That manifold wisdom is being made known to this earth, being made known by the church, you and me, to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Literally what this means is you and I are schooling the devil. This is the glory of God. And it's been laid out since the foundations of the world. And it's just there for you and I to walk in. And God is using you and me, the church, to reveal this and manifest this glory on this earth. Woo! Verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. What's that mean? The Holy of Holies is open by the blood of Jesus. Get bold and enter in. What's it look like? Hey, Dad, I'm here. You're bold. You enter right in. You just say, I'm here. What do you need? I need victory. It's yours. See, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Religion says, oh, let's just be quiet. Don't get all excited like that. You and I have received everything from Jesus and we're going to sit around and be quiet? No. You and I, the church, are schooling the principalities and powers that God had this set up from all creation, and it's functioning in you and me right here, right now. Woo! Verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you and me, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, dynamite power, through his spirit in the inner man. That's not this. That's the one that's in here. That's the you. That's the Mary Pasterick. That's the Audrey Van Gessel. That's the Phyllis K. Raymond. That's the Kathy Angaroni. That's the Rebecca Smith. Roger Oxley. Who else is here? That's what happens. You start naming names. And then they started naming names. Somewhere I have a mouse. There he is. Audrey Van Gessel. Leanne Cottle, Kathy Angarotti, Francetta Goss, amen, Rebecca Smith, all y'all that's here, James Denny's here, Brother Dan Cottle's here, amen, Sister Gwen's here. Now watch. These verses, Ephesians 3, is just amazing. That he would grant to you. Grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. But you can't be healed. You have to bear it for Jesus. See, that doesn't even make sense. You cannot say that statement, bear it for Jesus, and read this chapter. You can't do it. It does not make sense. It can't. But that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Well, Jesus was in a body that was never sick. But he's going to come inside your sick body and tell you to suffer it after he already paid all the suffering. Doesn't work. He wants you to be broke, even though he threw you through his poverty. He gave it all up so that you and I wouldn't have to be broke. Francetta Goss, I prophesy to you, ma'am, that you ain't seen nothing yet about how bold you're going to be for Jesus. Watch this. Look at verse 18. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints. How many of the saints is all?
Oh, every one.
That's those here on earth right now and those in heaven. Saints are not some Catholic person who done a bunch of great things that everybody was proud of. Saints are every one of us who are born of God. Say it. I am a saint.
I am a saint.
You am a saint. This is what you're going to understand. The width, the length, the depth, the height. You're going to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge. What I'm teaching you tonight passes knowledge. Your human mind can't accept this. if you aren't born again, you can't even, this is like, what? How can that man die 2,000 years ago and call me healed and saved today? But as soon as you receive it, it happens. And then what? Look at what this says, 19. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Say it with me. I get to be filled with all the fullness of God. How much fullness does God have?
Ever abundant, never ending.
Hey, Chris Timmer, I'm back. Hallelujah.
Hi, Chris.
Chris, I'm going to send you the YouTube link to this. Listen to it over and over and over and over and over. Verse 19, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now we're going to verse 19. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Let's go to a different verse. Verse 19. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Woo! That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. See, all of a sudden, we have to take all this religious gobbledygook we've been trained and say, I love you guys. Thank you for helping me find Jesus. But I got to go to a new level in God. I'm moving from glory to glory. I'm moving from faith to faith. I'm moving from grace to grace. I am not staying where I am. Listen, I may not be where I want to be. I might not even be where I ought to be. But I'm going to tell you right now, I am not where I used to be. I repeated myself, Rebecca. Now, go with me to another verse, verse number 19, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Look at 20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us. That's the Holy Spirit. He's in working in you. He's in you. To him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. I'm moving from my couch to out in the streets to be bold for Jesus. Go, ma'am, go. I love it, Francetta. Well, that's what happens when you truly get a hold of God. You get free. You get free. That great missionary I was talking to this weekend . That man's passport is stamped in so many different countries. My Lord Jesus, is that man's passport stamped in many countries? Why? Because he's out there doing it. And ain't nobody stopping him. Ain't no lack stopping him. Ain't no fear stopping him. Ain't nothing stopping him. Not because he's a great human being. Because somewhere on the deep on the inside, he got the revelation. Ain't nobody stopping me. Let's go change the world. Amen? Look at these two verses. We might be done. But it might just be launching us to another level. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. That's Jesus. right?
Yep.
Look at 23. Which is his body. Say it. I am his body.
I am his body.
The fullness of him who fills all in all. You and I are the fullness of the body of Christ right here on this earth right now. You might say, Pastor, I don't feel like it. I know. There's days I don't feel like it. But that don't mean a blessed thing. It just means, Sam, it's time to go get your verses out. And you believe, therefore speak. Now watch. That's not the last verse, obviously. First John chapter 4. First John chapter 4. Roger's the old army guy. Load that 88. Fire! 1 John 4:17-18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Be bold. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. I just showed you what, 12 verses that talks about you and I being the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form on this earth. And now here it is in 1 John. As he is right here, right now today on that throne, so are we in this world. He's the head, we're the body. Glory be to God. See, all of a sudden, it puts all of this stuff into perspective. Now, let me say this again. God's really been dealing with me, so I'm really working on this. I'm not down on people who don't understand this. I'm down on people who act like they're a theologian and refuse to come to this revelation I just showed you. Because this ain't a Sam Cottle revelation. And this isn't just something that is just one of my pet subjects. This is the path that Jesus is going to lead anybody down who wants to know about healing. Because he just led you and I down it. And why would he lead you and I down this path so that you could get healing and then not let somebody else have it? That is not who our God is.
It is not who our God is.
That's not who he is. He has no partiality. He has no prejudice at all. Well, that's a good question, Audrey.
It is a good question.
And here's the revelation of it. Some of them are blind, but you only get to be blind until somebody asks you a question and says, you're my pastor. What about this? Now it's no longer about blindness. Now it's about, will you actually teach the truth of the Word of God? And you can't imagine how many pastors I have heard say, literally in my ear, say, well, I can see that's the truth, but I'll never preach it.
So sad and so wrong.
Why would they say that? Well, that would cause them to be removed from that church because the church only wants to believe the other doctrine that they have to suffer for Jesus. And one man literally said, that would change everything in my life. I can't do that. I'm still going to have to preach this other doctrine. You know what happened? He lost his church, had a nervous breakdown, wrote a book about his nervous breakdown. Sad. Yeah. Sad. Never again was he able, never again has he yet gone back to that place he was when he was seeking the things of God. There's a lot of pastors who, when they come face to face with us, they turn and go the other way. And when you turn and go the other way from the revelation of the knowledge of truth, then what happens to you? When you embrace deception and you continually teach it, then you are going to go away yourself being deceived. And you literally deceive yourself. And the scripture is filled with information about that, about people who deceive themselves. No, he never finally came to the truth. No, he did not. It's sad. It's sad, Audrey.
It is.
It's sad.
86-year-old husband asked me how you ask God for forgiveness.
You just say it.
Hallelujah.
Father, forgive me. That's how you do it.
Wonderful.
That's all you do, Don. You just say, Father, forgive me. That's what every one of us have had to do. I did it a long time ago as a child. I've had to ask God to forgive me many times since then. And he always does. He always does. He did. He did. He is. He always has. And the cool thing is that now I come to the understanding I have the seed of Almighty God in me, and I don't have to sin. I have the seed of Almighty God in me. Jesus didn't sin. Therefore, I don't have to sin. Now, I got to come to a revelation of the Word of God, but I don't have to sin. And I'm telling you right now, that's why we chase it like we chase it here and come to the revelation of the knowledge of truth. So let's put it all in a big circle. Somebody want to yell it? Circle the wagons. Audrey, you and me and all of these people tonight, let's pray a prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Say it with me.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
May every shepherd around the world drop the religious studies. come to a revelation of the truth and teach it to your people and if they won't
help their people go find someone who will
because that's exactly what will happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, help every one of us that's teaching it to be bold, and yet help us to be loving.
Yeah.
Help us grab every shepherd we can to say, wait, look at this. Look at this right here. Look at what this says. Stop saying that. You're hurting people. Look at what this says. I speak it done in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
I command you, shepherds, in the name of Jesus. Stop messing around with magic. Stop playing them video games and games that have to do with magic and witchcraft. I command you to leave that stuff alone. I command you to study your Bible in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And lead these sheep, God's wonderful children, into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Can you imagine standing before Jesus on that day? And Jesus reminding you of the day you got the revelation and then saying to you, why did you let go of that? And why did you make this statement that said, I would love to teach that, but I'm afraid of these people, so I got to teach this. Don't ever be afraid of people. We die. Humans die,
yeah.
We fade away, They're going to stand before Jesus and give an account of their life. You and I are going to stand in front of Jesus and give an account of our life. Nobody else will be standing there, just you and him. And you'll be judged on that day. And I tell you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you're going to want to be standing in front of him, telling him, I chased you with everything in me every single day of my life. But wait, it's not about did you have 18 levels of degrees of God. It's about did you walk in every ounce of light he gave you on this earth to the best of your ability. Kathy Angaroni, Mary Pasterick, Audrey Van Gessel, everybody that asked a question about this tonight, be encouraged. You're asking a question. The Father's proud of you. If we go to heaven in the next 5 minutes, you'll be standing in front of Jesus and he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. Because your last 3 hours on earth, you were sitting here saying, I want more of you. Show me, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me. And that's what this is wrong. That's what is right in what we do here. As we just open this book and say, Jesus show us. And look at what he does. Hallelujah, Francetta. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may people turn from the wickednesses. May people turn from the wickedness of religion that's today. Paul said they are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is not going to be you and me, because we're going to come to the knowledge of the truth right here every single day. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, Roger, that's my opinion. That's my understanding. And most definitely, if it's a game filled with witchcraft, I don't care how anybody spins it. If you're playing a game with witches and devils and demons and ghosts, stop. Because the people that created that were not Christians trying to help you be angry at the devil. They were demonic people. I'm not talking to Roger like he's playing these games. But guys, you can't play with the devil and get him away unscathed. Right. That doesn't work. You're fellowshipping with the spirit of the number one arch enemy of our Father. And what causes fear in people is you are being close to being damned forever by fellowshipping with that demon. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, because then you're opening your whole life up. You're inviting them in. Open your door.
It's your choice to play that game and hold them cards and play those little things. It's your choice to do that, and you're choosing to go where those demons are. Don't do that. I'm not against people playing games at all.
Yeah, but they don't have to be violent.
But you don't have to play those games. Because that's what that does is that opens up a portal, and that's horrible. No, if you're bound by it, please don't say it publicly. But if you're bound and you want to be free, please say it to me privately. Because nobody here needs to know your sins. Nobody needs to know. Please don't ever tell your sins here publicly. We don't need that. That's not the Bible.
Right.
Nobody needs to know what you sin. If Jesus throws them in the sea of his forgetfulness, anybody on this earth ever need to know about it?
And that is exactly right, Grandfather. They become so desensitized they don't even know what's real and what's not anymore.
Yep. Amen. Very true. Mm-hmm. It's very true. Now, let's get off of that because we ended in glory and we need to stay in glory.
Hallelujah.
All right. As he is, so are we in this world. I'm going to read my verses one more time. To know the love of Christ, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of us, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Now, I want everybody to receive this prayer of healing in your body right now. I want you to put your hand on your body wherever you need healing. Ready? Put your hand on yourself. I'm going to put my hand on my eyes. Just say it. Say it with me. Say, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I receive the manifold blessing of God.
I receive the manifold blessing of God.
Because you, Jesus, bore the stripes.
Because you, Jesus, bore the stripes.
For my healing.
For my healing.
And I declare right now.
And I declare right now.
Over my, and then you name it, over my eyesight. Over my joints. Over my body. Over Kathy Angaroni. Over everything affected by the stroke. We speak over it right now. Just say it. I receive the work.
I receive the work.
That is already done in heaven.
That is already done in heaven.
And I receive it in my life right now.
And I receive it in my life right now. Her in a long time.
We have not heard from that lady in a long, long time. You ready? Say it. I receive total healing.
I receive total healing.
In every cell and every tissue.
In every cell and every tissue.
Of my body right now.
Of my body right now.
All my joints.
All my joints.
All my brain and all my... all my brain stuff, what do you call this? All my skull, all my head, all my brain, all my, all that stuff in there, I'm healed. And it all works good. But wait, what is it? Say it, my pituitary gland.
The pituitary gland.
What's the other one everybody always talks about? My thyroid. My heart functions perfectly. My lungs function perfectly. I am healed and recovered of everything.
Healed and recovered of everything.
My life is made whole.
Life is made whole.
Because that's what Jesus did.
Jesus
just
did.
Stop it already. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name.
Ready? Because of your blood, Jesus.
Because of your blood, Jesus.
Because of your righteousness.
Because of your righteousness.
Because you bore the stripes.
Because you bore the stripes.
And took my sickness and disease.
And took my sickness and disease.
And all of my sins.
And all of my sins.
I now receive all of your provision.
I now receive all of your
in all of my life.
In all of my life.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Now, let's receive our communion elements tonight. Is it time for communion? One thing about that message, it's always right for communion after that, isn't it? Bless you, Sunday. We're so glad you're here with us. In the mighty name of Jesus. The more I learn and become closer to God, I can't watch movies or listen to music that is not wholesome.
Isn't that something?
And, Kathy, I sat yesterday in a restaurant with Leanne's dad and stepmom. And the more of that old music, which was my era, my age music, that was played on all your popular stations, the more of those songs that played on the intercom system, and I could actually hear the words. They had the music up loud enough. I could hear the words. I was appalled that I had ever let that music come across my lips. But see, it's not made from the Spirit of God. It's made from a soulless man who has a body and a mind, and he knows nothing about his spirit. Because every bit of it is about sex or love or hatred or divorce or whatever. It's all soulless. There's none of it that's spiritual. Sad. And Christians, people who call themselves Christians, have a steady diet of it, and that violates your relationship with God. Anyways, let's pray. We receive these communion elements now, Father, and we rejoice in you, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Yeah, I love to hear that about you guys. Mm-hmm. Kathy and Rebecca, all of you have said it from time to time. I love to hear that about you. Love you, Roger. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. I think it's so amazing, because he looked at the disciples saying, this is the last time that anybody has ever got to sacrifice a lamb. And he put it right there in this piece of broken bread. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is right now, so are we in this world. He's the head. We're the body. In Jesus' mighty name. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Aren't you glad that when the people came to the priest in the Old Testament, priest did not examine the person. He examined the sacrifice. Our sacrifice is complete. And it's perfect. And the sacrifice is Jesus. It ain't about you and me. It ain't about nothing we can do. You're saved by grace. You're healed by grace. And you're provided for by grace. Through faith. It's all about Jesus. Isn't that awesome? You ready? We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication. And if you're one of those of the believers that was here tonight, it's the prayer of hallelujah. I'm proclaiming what's done in my life again. Man, you guys get all fired up about this. But once you're no longer bound by sin and this healing begins to manifest in every part of your life, you'll shout too. Like the blind man, they said, who healed you? He goes, I don't know. I once was blind, and now I'm seeing. Get out of my way. Woo! And off he went again. The lame man who sat lame at the temple gates for 40 years. Remember what I said about him? He went leaping and jumping and shouting through the temple. You wasn't supposed to do that in that temple. But why? I once was bound and now I'm free. I've gone to preaching right in the middle of communion. Pray this prayer with me right now. Say, hold your hands up. Just say, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I receive your holy word.
I receive your holy
into
word.
Into my life.
Into my life.
According to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
I will not perish.
I will not.
But have everlasting life.
But have everlasting life.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Just put your hands out like this and just draw him to you. Thank you, Jesus, that you come to me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now, in that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. Welcome to the family of God. This is who we are. This is what we look like. This is what we sound like. Take them things off. By his stripes, I am healed. This is who we are. He took you from darkness to light. That's why your whole spirit feels different. He took you from fear to faith. Not your faith, Jesus' faith. The life you now live, you get to live by Jesus' faith. He took you from your sin, which you can't beat. None of us could. Not a single one of us could beat it in our own strength. And when you said, come into my life, bam, it was done. And he made you into his righteousness in 1 second. As fast as you said, come in, he made you his righteousness. It's so amazing. Your righteousness failed. So did mine. So did everybody's. But Jesus' righteousness has never failed one person ever anywhere on the face of this earth. How you like that? The Father looked over at Jesus when you prayed that prayer and said, adopt them into the family. You're now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Most of us that's been around here, we've received communion 1,000 times in this last year. And guess what? We love every one of it because we get to shout again, look what God has done in my life.
Amen.
From this day forward, this is the most important prayer that you will ever pray. Lift your hands and pray this prayer with me. Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Walk with you today.
Walk with you today.
In Jesus' name.
In
amen.
Jesus.
Wait, Pastor, I thought you were going to give me like a difficult prayer to pray. It's not difficult. It's determined.
Amen.
And if you ask him to help you walk with him, he will help you walk with him every day. And I can guarantee you, if you pray that prayer every day from the depths of your heart, we'll see you in heaven whether we ever see you on this earth. Because God will not fail that prayer. Ever fail. Now, they put my email address and website in there. The website's got the communion service, and I recommend that you receive communion every day. I do. Whether or not you're with us, you open up that website, and you click on communion and you read that right out loud in your house. Lead your family with it. After you do it a couple times, you'll get confidence and then lead your family in. Why? Because it's the word of God, and it'll begin to transform them and set them free also. My email address is there. Ask me a question. Tell me a story. Give me your testimony. Send me a prayer request. Anything we can do to help you walk with God. I've got 10 verses and over 500 videos I'd love to share with you. But not in the first email. You send me an email, I send you one. I don't ever spam people. I don't do that. I don't like it, so I don't send it. And any way we can be a blessing, we'll do that and help you walk with God. Are you ready? Let's receive our communion elements together. Go get you some grape juice and bread. Get you some bread and water. Jesus turned the water into wine. This is awesome. I'm receiving communion in the church I grew up with when I was a kid. And now I'm leading people in communion all over the nation. How awesome is that? Listen, I'm leading two of the ladies from my church, from my dad's church, in the communion tonight. I don't know if that means anything to you, but that says, look what God has done.
Amen.
Look what God has done. And Francetta and Sunday, we love you. We're proud of your spiritual growth and development. We love you. Thank you. All of you. But Francetta and Sunday were part of this church, the same building. Probably sat right where I'm sitting one or two times at least. Ready? Let's pray. Father, we bless these elements.
Father, we bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his broken body together. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
Every single one of them. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment.
For my assignment.
Every day.
Every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has been passed over.
Has been passed over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I haven't said it in a while. But just in case somebody's wondering today, like they have several times, the person said, Pastor, why do you always take a drink of water after you receive communion? Seems like you'd want to keep it in your mouth. Well, I'll spit bread all over my screen, and I got to make sure it gets washed down so I can keep talking. And then we're going to sing a song. You ready? In honor of my dad and his ministry here in this church, let's sing my dad's favorite song, which is Power in the Blood. Ready? Sing with me. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is
power, power, wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are gone in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the
precious blood of the Lamb. What in the world? How do I not have that song in my notes?
You just know it, so you just sing it.
I do just know it, and I do just sing it, except tonight, all of a sudden, I'm like, uh-oh. I know I have this song in here. That was the song, huh, Francetta?
Love it.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? Well, I'll be fixing that right away. Glory be to God. Kathy Angaroni, thank you for asking your question tonight, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your questions.
Yeah.
Amazing questions.
Don't hesitate to ask. When it comes to teaching, there are some nights I come with an assignment to get a specific group of verses spoken. But on nights like tonight, that just led right into what I was going to say. I believe, therefore I speak. You and I got to start speaking. I am healed. By his blood, I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. Well, if you can believe that he's you're saved, you can believe you're healed. It's there's no difference. Did not even understand it, but I loved it.
Yeah, amen.
Well, here's the reality. We've been schooled in that other doctrine so long, even though it's erroneous, they taught it like it was the gospel.
They did.
And it's not. And I'll have YouTube edited in good shape with the verses right in the notes, right in the comments, no, in the notes. So that you'll be able to study these verses while we go through it.
Yeah.
And I encourage you to listen to it again. Listen to it. I'm telling you. I have teachings that I have listened to no less than 100 times because I knew that man was speaking what I needed to hear. And I just shut everything else out and said, no, I'm going to get this. Holy Spirit, help me get it.
Yeah.
And then according to Matthew chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, to him who has revelation, more will be given. And God will fill you with this revelation. Just keep your heart open. Just say, show me, show me, show me. Never let another man ever again by their denominational doctrine tell you you can't believe what this Bible says. Never again another day.
Nice,
Sunday. Sunday, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you, we love you, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look behind me, Sunday. And Francetta, look at this. Did you ever figure out what this thing is for? I don't even know what that
is. I don't know, but it's still there.
It's still there. It's still there. But the kids' window is gone. Kids' window is gone. There's the office there now. Of course, maybe there's a window that goes over. You never know.
I love that, Phyllis. Been singing that song for about 75 years.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Phyllis. Bless you, Kathy.
God bless you, Kathy. Yes.
We love you. We love your family. We pray for you all the time. Never lose hope. And always know we're your friend. Please, please always reach out to us. And we'll never stop believing for absolute, total, and complete healing and victory and strength in every one of you guys' lives. Never. I will never back down. Never. I am one of them people that's going to, in this thing straight to the end. We're taking this all the way to the end, and I plan to be still preaching on the way into heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm going to still be saying Ephesians chapter 3, you are filled with all the fullness of God. And then we'll bust through the gates, and we'll be like, whoa, here it is. Glory be to God.
Night, Francetta. We love
glory,
you.
Glory, 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 glory.
God bless you.
Don't you love this?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being our friends. Thank you for being our family. And I'm excited. See where all of you guys are going.
Mm-hmm.
Just receive it in your body and make sure you declare it.
Thank you, Rush.
Every single day. Let me see if I got one. Oh, I do. I still got my I'm a believer. I love the word. It was still there. I'm a believer. I love the word of God. Our closing verses, Genesis 1, Revelation 22, 21.
Amazing.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the last verse of the Bible, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. What did Mary say? When you understand something that was so simple that you never understood, it's awesome, like you're finding your first mushroom. I like that. And you get so excited and you want to go find more. It's the truth,
it
man.
It's so true.
It's the truth.
Perfect analogy.
I've been blessed for many years. Our minister preaches from the Bible, our Church of Grace Fellowship Chapel. I have been blessed. Amen. Yeah, we love you too, Roger.
We love you too,
hey, Roger.
Roger.
Make sure you send me a couple instant messages in Messenger about where that trailer is located. I'll go get you that number. And I can look in a phone book, nothing else, and get it. We'll be a blessing to you. Love you, man. All right, guys, till we see you again tomorrow at noon. It's what we say. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.